们一起打开《哥林多前书》三章一到九节。
Let's open our Bible for Old Testament First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1-9.
哥林多前书三章一到九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1-9.
我们第一遍请所有中国学生用中文来读，第二遍请所有会英文的用英文来读。
First time, please all the Chinese students read in Chinese, and second time, all the English speakers read in English.
请。
Please.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有极度纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照着所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For all the English speakers, we can see the PowerPoint and to read the Bible, please. And I, brethren, could not speak as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to baby in Christ. I feed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it.And even now you are still not able. For you are still carnal, for where there has envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through who you believed, as the Lord gave to each one?I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants in anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
今天与我们分享信息的是陈武能博士。
The speaker who will share to us today is Dr. Wilson Tran.
当我问他要怎样介绍他的时候
，When I ask him how am I going to introduce him，
他告诉我只介绍今天分享信息的讲员是谁就可以了。
It's okay to say who is the speaker for today.
但在这里，我想特别的介绍一点。
But I think I want to introduce him specially.
陈武能博士和他的妻子
Dr. Wells and his wife
无论走在哪里都非常喜欢与身边的人分享福音。
Wherever they go, they would love to share gospel to others.
这已经成为他们生命中的一部分。
It's really an important part of their life.
因为传福音是主给我们的使命。
Because sharing the gospel is a mission that Lord has given us.
他们以实际行动来效法耶稣。
They follow Jesus in their actions.
这也是我们应该学习的榜样。
It's also a good example for us to follow.
接下来时间就交给今天的讲员陈武能博士和翻译林长老。
Now let's give time to our speaker Dr. Wilson and interpreter Elder Lin.
弟兄姐妹平安。我在菲律宾已经三年多了。
I've now been in the Philippines for 3 years.
那在菲律宾很特别的是在过年的时候呢，很惊喜的收到了一些红包。
皮包。
昂包。
昂包。Okay. In the Philippines, during the New Year,surprisingly, I receive a lot of ang pao.
那在菲律宾工作人大多数过年有一个月的工钱第十三个月。
Normally in the Philippines, when we work, we have 12 months pay plus a 13 month allowance.
有些人还领到那个礼物现金啊，那通常几千的 peso， 但是也有十万。还有甚至100万的 peso 的。
Or you can receive a lot of other benefits, including a lot of cash.
那随着经济的起飞，我们中国大陆也不输人。
Even as China also progress economically, we would see that in this area, they also give a lot.
今年在山东省有一位女性的中介人呢，她成绩她好，她卖了100户的那个家。
家。
房子。
Oh, okay. This year, there was a sales lady selling real property, and she was able to sell 100 units.
她的税后年终奖金是人民币500万。
So she received a 5 million RMB prize.
赵功夫得赏赐。
We are going to receive our reward according to our work.
第八节说将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
In verse 8, it says that in the future, we are going to receive our wages according to the labor of each.
保罗对哥林多的教会说，每一个人有特别的责任和奖赏。
Paul told the Corinthians that everybody has a responsibility and also a reward.
照自己功夫得自己的赏赐，意思就是说在荣耀的天上奖赏是有分程度的。
So it is saying, when we say receive wages according to our labor, that means in heaven, there are different degrees of reward.
那根据我们每个人在地上为主劳苦多或少来奖赏我们多或少的荣耀。
So according to what we have labored on earth, we are going to receive our reward.
如果一个人忠心劳苦，上帝会照他的劳苦赏赐他。
So if someone has worked or labor and strive well, God will also reward him accordingly.
那虽然很少人或是没有人相信他是劳苦。
Even if people have a different view of this person, people may not think of him as somebody who is very industrious.
那所以呢，在哥林多前书第三章呢，那保罗就用了两个，他教讲到说不要用希腊，不要讲了希腊文字 ，ekon 跟这个 corpus 来勉励信徒。
So here Paul uses two words to talk about this area.
那第一个字呢，你可以在同一章经文哥林多前书13-15里面看到的，就是看到保罗讲到工程工程。
So one word is talking about our labor, the fruit of our labor.
这个工程指完成的工作。
That is something that is accomplished.
那这如果你看启示录22:12说，看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我要照个人所行的报应他。
So even in Revelation chapter 22, it also says, Behold, I'm going to give to each one according to what he has done.
那用的字呢？希腊文 ,ergon.
So it's still the word ergo?
那这个字太多你打开新约的时候237次。
So actually this word has been used in the New Testament for 237 times.
那现在我要介绍另外一个字呢，这个字呢是 corpus。
But there is another word that is being used here, and that is corpus.
就是我们第八节所说翻译做功夫
And that is what we translated in Chinese as 功夫
Labor,
but not 功夫
你们印象会深刻，这次讲到法的老师 那这个字呢，虽然在圣经出现不多，才41次。
This word appears 41 times.
但是呢，它大部分一半以上都是讲到跟侍奉有关系的。
But half of the times it is related to our ministry.
那230七次的那个 ego 呢，它只有少数的地方，它是指到是跟侍奉有关系的。
So for the more ordinary word ergon, seldom is related to our ministry.
像主耶稣说，你们要打发工人出去收割庄稼。
Just like what Jesus said, we must send out laborers to gather the harvest.
那不多的一些的次呢，是讲到跟侍奉有关系的。
So in the New Testament, not many times when this word appears, it is related to ministry per se.
但是在哥林多前书这个三章八节的功夫呢，它的意思就很深了，它是讲到要努力要尽力的意思。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the idea of labor is more prominent.
不管是身体上的劳力还是属灵上的劳苦。
So it actually talking about labor, not only physical labor, but even in your spiritual realm.
你们如果记得在帖撒罗尼迦，当保罗称赞那个教会说，你们爱心的劳苦。
So in the Thessalonian epistle, it talks about your labor of love.
那在路加福音里面有我们很可以看到哈，在五章五节，当西门回答耶稣说。老师夫子经过整夜劳力我们一无所获但依从你的话我就下网。
So in the miracle in Luke chapter 5, we'll see Peter answering Jesus, Lord or Master, we have labored for the whole night, but we catch nothing, but according to your word, we will still cast in the net.
劳力啊。
We must labor.
那今天世俗的事情上也需要劳苦。
In our work in the world, we need to labor or we need to strive.
一个学生需要劳苦的完成学业。
A student needs to work hard in order to accomplish his studies.
音乐家需要很艰苦的那个锻炼。
A musician must practice very well.
那基督徒如果我们想在各种属灵侍奉上将来得到赏赐的话呢，我们要辛苦工作，要劳苦。
Likewise, in order for us to receive rewards in heaven, we must also strive hard, work hard, and labor.
2014年在硕东的奥林匹克运动会的时候，中国在这个短道速滑的女子500和1000米比赛中得到两个金牌。
In the 2014 Olympics, China was able to get two gold prize.
那为了得到金牌啊，这个选手吃了很多的苦头。
In order to have this accomplishment, the athlete has labored hard.
有的练习受伤。
Sometimes even during the practice, she was hurt.
那对于运动员来说，如果没有辛苦就没有得着。
So for an athlete, if they did not strive hard or practice hard, then they cannot also win the prize.
So 英文说没有痛苦啊就没有得到。
So in English we say no gain, no pain, no gain.
多多辛苦多多得着。
If you labor more, then you will get more.
今年我们的德国老师很高兴，因为德国的足球队得到世界足球杯的金牌。
Our professor from Germany must be very happy this year because Germany won the soccer game.
那这德国从2000来开始就有14年的计划，在8000万的德国人中挑选年轻、真正有足球天分的那些球员来训练他们。
But actually, it took them 14 years.To pick the best players among 80 million Germans.
他们找那些年轻人。
They look for the young ones.
然后给他们训练，然后给他们参加职业的足球队。
They train them and they put them in the professional soccer team.
所以多多辛苦，多多得着。
So more pain or greater labor, you have greater gain.
耶稣的门徒知道这个道理。
Do the disciples know about this?
所以十一个门徒呢，侍奉主先后殉道。
So we see that among the 12 apostles, 11 of them were martyred later on.
那初期基督徒，教会的基督徒，包括像尸体反的这样摆上生命的人也不少。
And we also see a lot of believers in the early church, just like Stephen, they also gave their lives.
感谢神，今天世界上还有不少的人，包括一些在菲律宾，还有在我们中国的弟兄姐妹，在侍奉神上，他们出尽他们的金钱，他们注尽他们的利益，他们劳苦全力侍奉主。
We thank the Lord that even today, even China and the Philippines, there are still a lot of Christians or believers that they continue to labor, they continue to give of their resources and their lives for the Lord.
那将来个人要照自己的功夫得赏赐。
In the future, each one of them will receive their reward according to their labor.
像保罗也是为主劳苦。
Paul is also someone who labored for the Lord.
公元49年的时候，他开始了第二次的旅行布道。
So in the year 49, he went on his second preaching trip.
他经过这个加拉太、腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦、比利亚、雅典，后来到了哥林多。
So he went to Philippi, to Europe, to Philippi, going on to Thessalonica.Later on to finally ending up in Corinth.
那保罗到哥林多的时候大概是公元50年。
So when he reached Corinth, it was about the year 50 AD.
当他到哥林多的时候他心里有一点低落有点沮丧。
At that point, his heart was a little bit disappointed.
他说在二章三节他说我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Why, when I was among you then,I was very weak and I was very afraid.
为什么保罗会这样?
Why is it that Paul will feel that way?
你从使徒行传16到17章你可以知道。
From Acts 16 to 17, we would know.
原来保罗在到哥林多城市之前呢,他的三个事工啊,受到犹太人很厉害的反对。
Because before he reached Corinth, there are in three places,as he labors, he was persecuted very hardly.
第一个事工在腓立比城。
For example, the first one in Philippi.
安息日的时候，保罗、希拉他们去到腓立比城外河边祷告的地方，向聚会的妇女们讲道。
So on the Sabbath day, he went to the riverside and speak to the ladies who were gathered there for prayers.
卖布的吕底亚。还有他的一家都受洗了，还要保罗、希拉他们住在他的家里面。
So Lydia was the first convert in Philippi, and they invited Paul to stay with them.
那保罗呢，又继续的要去到城外去讲道。
And Paul continued to preach in the city of Philippi.
但是就有一个被巫鬼附的，让能够使用法术让他的主人们能够赚钱的使女呢，就跟在他们的后面。
But there was this girl who has an evil spirit in her, and she was used by her master to earn a lot of money for her, and she kept following Paul.
看什么呢？说这些人是自靠上帝的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
These are servants of the Most High God, and they are sharing with you the way of salvation.
那一年很多次都是这样，一直一直这样的喊。
So every day, day in day out, she was shouting.This message.
圣经就说保罗就奉耶稣基督的名吩咐鬼从使女身上出去。
So Paul cast out the demon in the name of the Lord.
那使女们的主人们呢没得赚钱的就把保罗希拉拉住了去见官。
So in that way, she can no longer make money for her master, and therefore her master put Paul in the prison.
还怂恿那个城里面的人起来用棍来打保罗希拉。
He also stirred up the people of Philippi so that they beat up Paul.
所以保罗希拉被打了还被放在监狱里面。
So after being beaten up, they were also cast in the prison.
结果夜半有地震，监狱门大开。
So in the middle of the night, they sang and the whole world was shaken.
后来禁足和他全家都领受了洗礼。
And later on, we found out that the jailer and his family, they were converted.
但是保罗还是被请离开腓立比城去。
But Paul was asked to leave Philippi after all.
那他 离开腓立比，他就到了帖撒罗尼迦。
After Philippi, he went on to Thessalonica.
也是这样，保罗一年三个安息日在会堂里面用圣经来传讲耶稣就是弥赛亚，是基督。
And Paul, for three Sabbaths, he preached that Jesus is Messiah in their synagogues.
那有不少人信主。
There are many converts.
但是保罗的同胞犹太人又来逼迫他。
However, the Jews went after him and persecuted him.
所以保罗要离开帖撒罗尼迦。
So he has to leave Thessalonica.
到比利亚，犹太人要来追他，他从又在比利亚又被逼迫，又要离开。
So he went to Berea and he was persecuted and he has to leave.
保罗到了雅典。
Then he came to Athens.
他有点成功。
Well, he has some success.
他向外邦人传讲的时候，有些人信了主。
There are some Gentiles who came to believe.
但是还是有人欺笑他。
But there are many people who sneered at him.
所以保罗在雅典传福音之后，就来到了哥林多。
So after Athens, he finally came to Corinth.
那这是我讲到一些的历史啦。
This is in a way a history.
那他到哥林多的时候呢，大概是主后五十年的春天左右。
So when he reached Corinth, it was about 50 AD.
那这个哥林多当时人口有70万人口。
At that point, they must have a population of around 700,000.
但是他们的三分之二都是奴隶啊。
However, at least 1/3 of them are slaves.
三分之二的奴隶来服侍三分之一的那些自主的人。
2/3 of them are slaves, serving the 1/3 who are free men.
而道德又很差。
And their morality is really very low.
所以保罗到了这个城市的时候，他是单独一个人的。
So when Paul reached Corinth, he was alone.
那希拉跟提摩太呢，当时留在这个马其顿侍奉。
At that point, Silas and Timothy has not joined him in Corinth.
上帝给保罗一对智障朋爱主的夫妇亚居拉和白基拉来接待他。
In Corinth, we have Priscilla and Aquila, the couple who work closely with Paul.
所以保罗平常呢要用他的劳力来智障朋来赚他的生活费。
So Paul, in a way, worked as a tent maker to support himself in Corinth.
跟亚居拉、白居拉是同职业的。
He has the same profession as Aquila and Priscilla.
每逢安息日，他都到会堂去劝犹太人，去劝希律的人。
However, the Sabbath, he went to the synagogues in order to preach about Jesus.
所以你可以知道保罗在哥林多辛苦工作的侍奉不是为钱的侍奉，是爱主的侍奉。
So we would see that Paul worked as a tent maker not really because he loved money but in order to support his ministry.
他没有接受哥林多人任何礼物和经济上的支持。
So he did not receive any support from the Corinthian people.
这样的生活有多久呢？
For how long did he labor in Corinth?
圣经告诉他至少是一年半，还或者比一年半更多的时间。
Paul stayed at Corinth at least for 1.5 years.
所以保罗在写信的时候，在哥林多书曾经说：“我白白的把上帝的福音给你们。”
So as he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "I give you freely the gospel of Jesus Christ."
所以换句话说，哥林多的弟兄姐妹。他们是白白领受福音。
It means that he did not receive any support and he preached the gospel freely.
得到这么伟大的使徒的一个教导。
And according to the teaching of such a great apostle.
那他们对保罗这样的牺牲有没有感谢呢？
Were they grateful to what Paul has done for them?
没有。
They are not.
大多数的人都没有。
Many people, or most of them, did not appreciate what Paul has done for them.
事实上还有一些假师傅呢就起来利用保罗他是制造帐篷的事情呢证明说他不是真正的使徒。
So there are some people who even falsely accuse Paul is not a true apostle because he's still working.
如果保罗是真正的使徒的话，那他应该领受接受我们的经济的支持才对啊。
So if Paul is a true apostle, he must receive our financial support.
或者人说保罗他不敢领受，因为他的教导太差了，他受之有愧。
Or is it because Paul thinks that his teaching is not good, so he's ashamed to receive any remuneration.
也有人说保罗太骄傲了，所以不肯接受。
Or maybe some will criticize him as being too proud to receive any gifts.
遇到这样的批评，保罗仍然尽力在哥林多服事主。
So even amidst all these criticisms, Paul faithfully preached the word in Corinth.
因为他知道他是与神同工的。
Because he knows God is his co-worker, he co-works with God.
第九节说，我们是与神同工的。
Just like in verse 5, we work with the Lord.
哥林多信徒是神所耕种的田地，是神所建造的房屋。
In a way, we can say Corinth is the building that God would like to build, or the field that God would like to till.
保罗知道建立教会的工程的主人是谁。
So who is the master?
是天上的父神。
He is the Heavenly Father.
可是哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹不知道这个真理。
However, the Corinthians did not realize this truth.
有的说我是属保罗的，也有说我是属亚波罗的，也有说我是属彼得。
So they are having this problem, they have factions, and some people are saying, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Peter.
更有说我是属基督的。
Or some would simply say, I am of Christ.
在他们中间有嫉妒纷争。
So among them there is envy and strife.
在哥林多，基督徒分党结派。
They have many groups or factions among themselves.
教会就四分五裂了。
教会就
church, 教会四分五裂。
So actually the church was very divided.
因此保罗说，他们，你们这样做，你们是属肉体的，是婴孩。
That's why in the early part of chapter 3, Paul says that they are still infants in Christ.
那今天在我们飞圣会不会也有这种基督纷争的这种现象呢？
In BSOP, could there be also be jealousy and quarreling and factions?
我们是一个身体上不同的肢体。
We are all members of one body.
如果我和其他的基督徒是同一个身体的肢体，
If we as Christians, we all belong to one body,
当我在基督里的弟兄们得到荣耀的时候，我应该快乐，就像我自己是得荣耀的人。
So if somebody receives some glory and honor in our body, then we should be happy as if we are the one who also received the glory and honor.
当我在基督里面的弟兄们在困难在沮丧的时候，我应该深深的关心同情，就像我是处在他们光景的人。
And if someone is in the midst of troubles, we must also empathize with them.
那多少时候我们在飞升的生活，人们走过我们身旁的时候，我们好像看不到他们。
Could it be that at BSOP, when people brush shoulders with us and we do not realize their needs?
没有一声招呼或是点头。
Or we do not even greet them?
我只和我喜欢的人在一起。
I only stay with people I like.
我是英文部，他们是中文部。
I'm in the English department, I'm in the Chinese department.
我是一年级，他们是三年级。
I'm the first year student and they are third year students.
我读书不够好，他们是老师的爱徒。
I'm not very good in my studies, but they are the favorites of our teacher.
总之我不喜欢他。
And therefore I do not like him.
当然，我们对一些人，我们可以这样的不跟他们打招呼。
We can.
可以，可以。
Sometimes we do not like to greet some kind of people.
今年当我回到这个 Winnipeg, 那去吃早餐的时候，就有一个洋人，跟我的年龄差不多，穿得很漂亮，然后来到我面前讲国语。
When I returned to Winnipeg, one day morning, I was having breakfast, and here was this very well-dressed Caucasian, and she approached me and talked to me in Mandarin.
那他才你好的时候，我就告诉他说，我知道你是谁，你是耶和华见证人，你是异端。
Then I told her right away, I know you are a Jehovah's Witness.
在飞圣当中，我注意到邵院长。
我遇到什么？
注意。
Okay. I observed closely Dr. Shao.
他在怎么样帮忙，在怎么样忙的时候，他总是有机会，他都主动的找每个老师、每个同学说话。
Even in his very busy schedule, he finds time to talk to students and to the teachers.
他是我们很好的一个榜样之一。
He is a very good model for us.
弟兄姐妹们，求主保守我们不要嫉妒纷争。
不要
嫉妒纷争。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, we must not be envious and quarrelsome.
当保罗看到哥林多教会的纷争的时候，他很痛心的说。
So when Paul see the divisions among the Corinthians, he was really very unhappy.
他说，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是只是造主所赐给他们个人的引导，你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
In verse 5 he said, Who then is Apollos and who is Paul? They are but servants to whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who gives the growth.
都是执事啊。
We are simply people who are serving, servants.
圣经就英文很简单叫 servant, 中文呢翻译说仆人、用人。
We are just people who are servicing.
那就是被差来差去、被使唤的人、服侍的人、仆役。
We are just servants who have to follow orders.
不要再争了，亚波罗是神的仆人，保罗是神的仆人，把荣耀归给上帝。
So we did not quarrel, because both Apollos and Paul, they must give glory to God.
教会传道人或所有侍奉的人都是神的仆人。
All of us in one church, we are all servants of God.
神的用人，但是神呼召我们和他同工。
We are servants of God, called by God to work with Him.
不要在教会继续的嫉妒纷争。
So in our church, we should not have this envy and strife.
不要做婴孩长不大。
We must not continue to be babies.
2013年10月这个18号的报纸当中呢，特别报告了这个广西一家三个孩子的一个病。
In 2013, there was this news about a family of three children who has this certain kind of disease.
七岁的姐姐体重才九公斤。
The eldest one is weighs only 9 kilos.
三岁的妹妹八公斤。
And the three-year-old sister only weighs 8 kilos.
而九个月大的弟弟是 7.5 公斤。
And the nine-month brother is 7.5 kilos.
当我知道这个消息都很难过的。
I was very sad when I read this news.
孩子得到长不大的这个病，父母也是很焦急的。
I'm very sure that the parents are also very unhappy about this situation.
那哥林多弟兄姐妹，他们中间有嫉妒纷争，他们是属肉体，是婴孩。保罗很焦急，他们属灵上长不大。
So Paul really, you know, was unhappy about the Corinthians, who are jealous, who are quarreling, who have factions, and they remain as infants.
可惜，历代以来基督徒在教会侍奉的年日久了，就因为爱圣工多过爱上帝。
And there could also be the case when we have been serving in the church for a lot of years, we love the ministry more than loving God.
渐渐从爱上帝转到爱圣工。
So instead of loving God, our love is more our ministry.
我们的心态上不是敬重上帝是工程的主人，而变成我们是这个工程的主人。
And many times we become the master of our ministry rather than God being the master of the ministry.
那就分裂了。
And therefore, there are factions.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
同学们，我不知道你进到飞圣已经是第几个月或第几年。
Fellow students, I don't know if you are first year or maybe third year or second year.
但希望我们记得，将来个人要照自己的功夫。
But I'd like each one of us to remember that in the future, each one of us will be given our rewards or wages according to our labor.
120多年前的一个暴风雨的晚上,
120 years ago in a typhoon time,
一对老夫妻就进到一家旅馆的大门。
Old couple, they entered into a hotel.
那他想住的时候，结果管理员说：“对不起啊，我们今天的房间已经全部都订满了。”
They are looking for a room, but the hotel have to decline them because all the rooms have been filled up.
那这对老夫夫妇呢，很失望，因为外面大风雨哈。
They were very disappointed because the wind was blowing hard outside.
那服务员看到了，他就想天气这么好，然后就对老人家说：“如果可以的话，你不介意的话，请你睡在我的房间哈。我去，虽然我不是豪华的房间，但是很干净，我去打扫一下，你就可以休息了。”
But there was one waiter who told them, "If you don't mind."I can clean up my room and you can stay in my room.
这老夫妇就很高兴就住下了。
So they were very happy to accept the offer.
那第二天他们要付钱的时候，这位管理员说，这个是我私人的房间，所以不用钱啊。
On the second day, they want to pay for the room and the one who has lent them his room, say, "No, this is free because that's my personal room."
希望你们昨天晚上睡得好。
I hope that you have a good night's sleep last night.
这老先生就说，哇，你这是真是大家梦寐以求的一个这样的员工啊。
And so the couple praise him for being such a good servant.
或许以后我们会再见面。
Maybe later on we will meet again.
若干年以后。
After many years,
他就收到了一封挂号信。
He received a registered mail.
那信里面呢，就写到那个暴风雨的晚上，他是怎么样的接待了他们。
He was reminded of what he has offered in that night of gusty winds.
然后付了一个邀请函跟机票给这位员工。
And they have given him an invitation and also an air ticket.To visit them,
请这个员工到纽约的曼哈顿
and invited him to New York Manhattan.
然后到纽约曼哈顿，这个员工就见到当初的这个老先生
and he finally went to Manhattan and he met this couple.
那老先生指着一个高贵的新大楼哈，就对他说
and the couple pointed out to him a new building.
那这是。当时的一个新建好的一个新大楼，他说：“这是我盖的旅馆。”
Of course, in that time, it's a new building, and this is the building that I have built.
你来当这个旅馆的总经理。
I would like to invite you to become the general manager of this hotel.
你是我梦寐以求的员工。
You are really the person that I'm looking for.
一个员工，一个服务员呢，转眼之间变成了世界级的旅馆的总经理。
So a very common waiter, but now he has become the general manager of a big hotel.
那这个是今天的其中一个漂亮的照片哈，很多出名的那些人呢，都曾经住过，包括吴锦涛，包括温家宝去纽约的住过了。
Of course, this hotel chain has become one of the very high-class hotels. The premiers and presidents of China.Has stayed in these hotels.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节说：“所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。”
So in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul also encouraged them that they must be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord.Your labor is not in vain.
这个看这个的时候，把两个希腊文又放在一起了。
Here, Paul put the two Greek words together.
但是还是要看原文一点啊。
Well, it's okay to look at the original language. It's okay. This is seminary.
常常接力多主攻的，其实它里面的意思是什么？你常常的。有充满了许多的工作，许多主的工作。
So here it's talking about that we are filled with a labor for the Lord.
那个希腊文的 perishu 这个满意啊。每个时候主的工作都是这么的多。
So the word, the verb perishuo, here is talking about it's overflowing with the labor or the work for the Lord.
你们常常感受说飞升太多侍奉了。
Maybe sometimes the students will feel that there are many homeworks and work to do in BSOP.
教会的侍奉，唐崇龙的侍奉，还有这个门训的侍奉，哦，这么多工作。
You have already your schoolwork, and then on top of that, you have to go to the Stephen Tong meeting, you have to go to the discipleship meeting, a lot of labor.
但是他说你要尽力 copy out, 你要劳力，你要劳苦，要辛苦。
But here it says that you must labor.
所以谢谢上帝给我们飞升少院长、少师母，很多事工在他们周围。
So we praise God for Dr. and Mrs. Shao. They have taken up so many ministries.
他们带头，他们做了。
They have led us and they have also labored.
希望我们弟兄姐妹，我们也学习，也这样做。
I hope that we will also follow their examples.
因为有一天，照个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
Because one day, each one will be accorded according to his labor.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你是这样的爱我们，你要跟我们同工，这是何等的荣幸！愿你施恩给我们，让我们能够尽我们的力量。当这些工作，你的工作充满在我们四周的时候，我们能够把握住，我们的努力的、劳苦的去完成它。愿主继续的施恩，也加添我们飞升，得到你赏赐我们许多工作的机会，让我们将来的赏赐是大的。Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us so much work.So much ministry overflowing in the campus and also in the churches around us. Lord, help us to be willing to toil on for the sake of your glory. We know that one day you will reward us according to our labor. We give thanks. We praise you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.